how many Salarians does it take to make a sandwich? Depends how hungry the Krogan is. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of March 25th, 2017. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Dew.
You didn't enjoy that joke?
I was just thinking about it.
Okay. I was going to say, because you didn't look particularly happy after the end of the joke.
Yeah.
Why are you confused?
I was confused. I just got into thought about it. I was like, you know, like, because Krogans eat just about anything.
Krogans can't eat anything, according to Drac.
Drac.
Just because we can't eat anything doesn't mean we have to or want to. Something like that. I don't remember.
So then I went back to that line. And then thinking about how they make sandwiches out of anything.
Pretty much. You could.
Made everything.
Yep. Because, you know, they're hearty. It's kind of their thing. It's kind of their deal.
They have a lot of deals.
It's true. Talk about that more later. I assume. Fact. But first, we start with movies. As movies, we always
movies,
do.
Movies.
Today we have just a couple trailers. One of which Andrew just watched.
We did.
That would be the one for Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. So I read Captain Underpants when I was in grade 3, 3, 7, 6.
I read Captain Underpants.
There was like four of them. I think it's probably more than I read. And this is an animated movie coming from, I actually don't know who's doing it.
DreamWorks.
Doing animated Captain Underpants, and that's a...
Yeah, the studio that brought you Shrek and Madagascar and Kung Fu Panda.
Looks pretty much what you'd expect from both the story and that studio.
Yeah. But it's cool.
Yeah.
The animation looks good. Looks true to the...
The style of the book.
Drawing illustrations.
Yeah. And it's got Kevin Hart and... Thomas Middleditch, which is a weird name, as the two kids, and Ed Helms as Captain Underpants.
And another guy as a villain.
Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll.
I assume Professor Poopy Pants is the villain.
Yeah. I saw his name and I thought it was Nick Knoll.
Nick Knoll?
Yeah, I was like, Nick Knoll, nope.
Rick Roll. And also, apparently, on the IMDb, list, it has Jordan Peele and Kristen Schaal. But I do not remember the story well enough to know who Melvin or Edith is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, you know, hey, it's a thing. Captain Underpants, why not? I probably won't see this one. Maybe go on a cheap Tuesday, but I'll probably more likely, if I ever see it, wait till, like, Netflix.
Yeah, same.
It's not really...
It looks good.
It's not really, yeah, it looks good, but it's not really aimed for us. Anymore.
Sure it is.
I mean, no.
It's always going to get the nostalgia.
I suppose there's the nostalgia, but it's still mostly aimed for younger folk. Younger folk, we can go see it the 2nd of June this year. Think of that. Prepared with the release date on these two movies that we're talking about. Prepared. Getting the silent clap over in the corner.
The producer approves.
All right, let's move on to the much more interesting trailer, I suppose, according to some.
I don't know. I think the first one's more interesting.
Really?
I think the first one was better.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you. Second trailer is, of course, the Justice League trailer, which just came out, what, yesterday?
I think so.
A lot of it, we've seen a lot of it before, or similar, a lot of parts of it, like him in his introduction to Flash and Aquaman. We've seen this is a little bit different than that. We got a shot of the villains, I suppose, which we haven't seen, two weird robot-looking things.
And just more shots of everyone
action.
In it.
Action, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Action, action, joke, action, action, joke, joke, action. Cover of a classic rock song under the whole thing. I mean, there's some good lines. Some good one-liners in there.
And some bad.
What's your superpower? I'm rich. I could take or leave that.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
There was
I didn't like the delivery on that. Or the fact that it exists, I guess.
Aquaman taking the liquor. It's on him. That made me laugh. It's on him. After you presumably saved that guy's life.
And he's like, you're wearing a bat suit or something like
just
that.
Just like a bat. I dig it.
You're dressed like a bat. I dig it.
I didn't like him saying, I dig it. I was fine with a line prior to that, but like, I dig it. I was like, eh. Didn't love that line.
It was weird.
Yeah, but it's fine. I'm okay with it. It's pretty much on par with what I expected. To be honest. Cyborg. I enjoyed Cyborg. I didn't know what to expect from that guy, because that's the guy we've never seen before in anything.
Right.
And though he only had a couple of lines here and there, I liked how he sounded and how he delivered his lines. Sorry, I'm trying to find his name on the IMDb list, and he's not here. Where is he? Oh, there he is. He's Wade. Wade Fisher. That's his name. He's way down there. He's under Joe Morton, who's the guy who we saw in Batman v Superman, who was creating Cyborg. He's under the guy who created him.
Interesting.
Which is weird, because I presume Cyborg's going to be in it more than Joe Morton, who's a fantastic actor. Yeah. You know how I said we haven't seen this guy in anything? I don't know if you actually remember. Literally, so 2008, The Good, the Bad, and the Confused, which is a short film. Never heard of it. The Astronaut Wives Club, which is a TV show, one episode of that.
Nope.
And then Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Cyborg, Justice League, and The Flash.
Interesting.
So he's done basically nothing. One short film and one episode of a TV series. Prior to his... And he wasn't even really in Batman v Superman.
No.
I mean, Joe Morton was in it more than he was. Because Joe Morton actually spoke. Cyborg was just, like, chained to a wall and then yelled.
Yeah, yelled a lot.
Yeah. But, so this is the first time we've really heard him, and I liked him. The little bits we've seen. Saw.
I'm fine with it.
In that. I like Cyborg. Yeah, no, it's not a ton. Alfred had a good line. Just before the bad I dig it line. Good to see you playing well with others.
Oh,
might
yeah.
be temporary. The Alfred and Batman interaction is still good, which was like the best part of Batman v Superman 2, was the Alfred and Batman interaction.
Yeah. There wasn't enough of it.
No. No, there's not enough. There's never enough Jeremy Irons. Could always use more Jeremy Irons. So, you know, you can watch the trailer yourself if you haven't seen it. Make your own judgment. The links to both these trailers, not the trailers to both these links, but the links to both these trailers are in our show notes.
Indeed they are.
Avi. Also, I just closed the IMDb page before saying when this movie was going to come out. Which was
good job.
Silly of me.
It was silly of you.
It was very silly of me. Luckily, because I just closed it, I can reopen my history quite quickly. It's
you can hit 17th control, of November. Control-Alt-Tab. Control all.
I don't know. I
T.
Just
Control T. No, Apple T. No, Control.
Wouldn't
Shift T. Damn it.
Apple is Alt, I think.
Yeah, it's Control Shift T.
Or I could just go up here, click on my history, and go recently closed tabs.
Or and Control Shift T.
Literally the first thing. Mine's faster.
Control Shift T is faster.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, my hand is nowhere near my keyboard. My hand is on my mouse. Mine's faster.
Lazy.
You're lazy. Anyway, 17th of November, 2017. That's when Justice League is coming out.
Just
Ice League.
Just
Ice League. You know what? Somebody needs to make a hockey movie spoof called the Just Ice League.
Just Ice League.
Why hasn't that happened?
I don't know.
That seems like something we Canadians would get right on top of. I kind of want to Google Just... Space Ice. It's just going to give me Justice League. I'm sure of it. Yeah, it is. Google wants to give me Justice League stuff. No. There's a space there, Google. All right, well, I don't have time to perfect my Google food right now, so let's move on to TV. Well, Andrew, I assume, continues to look it up.
You bet.
So, starting off our TV, we have Captain Malfoy. Going from Captain Underpants to Captain Malfoy. So this actually came out a couple of weeks ago, and somehow I completely missed it, or forgot about it, or a little bit of both.
Why not both?
But, no, it is a little bit of both. So Star Trek Discovery, you know, we know that's a thing.
I do.
It's a thing that's happening still. Well, do you know who their captain, who is not the main character of the series? They keep saying that, but that could have changed since the showrunner left. But the new captain, did you hear who they cast as the captain of the Discovery?
I did not.
Well, he's a Malfoy, hence Captain Malfoy.
Yeah, I just don't know which one. Southern.
Jason Isaacs.
Cool.
The only one old enough to be a starship captain.
Well, I don't know, maybe they're going for like
really
a...
really young. I mean, I guess he's not that young.
Yeah.
But still, he's our aged, approximately.
Yeah.
Which is too young to be cast as a Star Trek captain. Could happen.
Maybe it's an all young adults. Oh, man, we're not young.
God, let's not. No, we're not young adult, but just the thought of a young adult Star Trek sent just...
ugh. That sounds great.
No, it sounds terrible.
Sounds great.
Hey, look, Mass Effect Andromeda ad. Imagine that. So yes, Jason Isaacs, who played Lucius Malfoy in the movies, has been cast as Captain Lorca, leader of the USS Discovery.
I like him. He's cool.
Yeah, Jason Isaacs is great. This picture they chose on this website, he's real crazy eyes going. Crazy eyes. Probably, I assume. I haven't seen, to be honest, I've seen, what, 3, maybe 4 Harry Potter movies? The first one and, like, the second last one. I don't think he's in either the first one or the second last one, Jason Isaacs. And I've seen 1 or 2 of the middle ones in the middle.
Trying to remember. I think he might be
in the first. In the second last one. I don't know if he's in, I don't know if he's in the first one.
I think he's
obviously,
in the first.
Kid asshole is, but I don't know if the father is. Anyway. I'm assuming that every time he was on screen, he had crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Just assuming that Lucius Malfoy was always giving the crazy eye to everybody he saw. They also released a picture of the captain's chair, I guess. Who cares?
It's important.
And talked about, they've cast some actress I've never heard of, Mary Wiseman, as a Starfleet cadet. So hopefully she's a better Wesley. She's like the Wesley, but hopefully better. Better written than Wesley.
Hey, he was the Inquisitor.
Who? Jason Isaacs?
Yeah.
Was he really the voice of the Inquisitor?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that either. Like the first season Inquisitor?
Yeah.
The Supreme Inquisitor. Inquisitor.
Inquisitor. Yeah. Grand Inquisitor.
Grand Inquisitor, that's it. As opposed to the other two. Useless McAsshole Big Guy and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Who's the techie one? Who I assume some got that job partially because she's married to Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Why not?
I mean, I assume when a couple goes into a show, or when the other half of the significant other of somebody who's a main character of a show, I assume at least part they heard about it or something through their significant other.
Plus, she's got some nerd cred.
But she does. I mean, I assume they didn't cast her just because of that, but I assume there was a part of it.
Yeah, you got to know people.
Either she heard third or, yeah. Also, I saw this. That reminds me. I was browsing just Reddit, and there was a picture of Freddie Prinze Jr., and everybody was talking about, oh, how he's aged well and still looks good or something, and I was like, I don't care about this. Look at his t-shirt. It was like a cereal box, but it was Rebels. So it was supposed to be like a Rebel cereal box. It looked great. It was awesome. It was a great t-shirt. I wanted it. But nobody in the comments said anything about the t-shirt.
It's rude.
So I gave up.
Also, he was...
Jason Isaacs?
Commander, yeah. He was Commander Zhao, or General Zhao, from Avatar.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, Admiral Zhao. Wow, I guess he wasn't Admiral at the very beginning. He was Admiral halfway through. Not even halfway, he's like a quarter of the way when he got promoted.
Promoted.
Weird. Apparently Jason Isaacs is in way more things than we realize.
Yeah, he really does.
But he's great in all of them. The Inquisitor was great. Zhao was fantastic. So, that's good. That's good stuff, guys. Hopefully Star Trek Discovery is good and doesn't let us all down.
Yeah.
Too much. Too much. A little let down is okay. Just not super terrible.
As long as it's trekking
across the universe.
Across the universe.
On the Starship Discovery under Captain Lorca. Doesn't fit.
No.
It's a fantastic song, though. Everybody should go look up Star Trekking right now and go listen to it. Or watch the video, because the video is creepy as fuck.
I don't think I've ever seen the video.
Yeah, it's creepy. The animation is just creepy. It's just weirdly drawn. Anyway, let's move on to our next thing in TV. Take note of this.
Is it a Galaxy Note?
No, it's a Death Note.
Oh, yeah.
They released a trailer, it was a teaser trailer, really, for the Netflix series, live-action Death Note series.
Wherein Galaxy Note's kind of a Death Note.
That's the one that explodes?
Yeah.
The sixth one is, yeah. That's six, or was it a seven?
I don't know.
I don't Android.
I don't Samsung.
So you pretty much only see in this trailer, you pretty much only see the Light, who's the main character, and he looks pretty white. So I don't know if they changed it from Japan, because I believe there's already a live action Japanese Death Note series with Japanese actors. So I don't know what they did with that, but he looks pretty white.
I don't know.
But I don't know how they changed Light or what. I mean, although in the animation, he looked kind of white anyway. I always thought that Light looked like a white guy in the animation. Which is weird because his father looks like majorly Japanese, but I always thought looked kind of white. I assume you haven't seen Death Note because it's anime.
You've assumed correctly. But not because it's anime. I've seen animes.
You've seen Cowboy Bebop? And some of Fairy Tale because Caitlin was watching it.
I've seen a lot now.
What else have you seen?
Nothing good. No, I've seen something good. What have I seen?
Man? I don't know.
I've seen a lot.
I don't know. We have a list. We used to have a list.
I do have a list.
I don't know if you mark off what you saw or not.
I do.
Because I've not looked at that list of animes to see since you initially shared it to me.
Cross them out, but then I've seen like a bunch of like other.
Are they like movies?
Yeah, like movies. That's also on the list. But like some of them I don't add. Like there's this one about a dog, a little Shiba Inu.
Sounds fantastic.
And the Shiba Inu is the character.
Mm-hmm. Love it already.
And it's just like it's kind of like anime Garfield.
Of course it is. No, that sounds terrible.
But like none of the lasagna eating.
The tank one.
The tank.
Girls und Panzer.
Girls und Panzer.
High School of the Dead. Attack on Titan. Trigun. Trigun was great.
Attack on Titan's good. Trigun's pretty good.
Metabots. Why was Metabots on this list at all?
Because I wanted to rewatch it.
You're a terrible person. Gurren Lagann.
Oh, yeah. Gurren Lagann's so good.
Slayers. Slayers is terrible.
Slayers is terrible.
But it's from the time when every anime was terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Shin-chan? I haven't even heard of Shin-chan.
Oh, that's a funny one.
Girls und Panzer is on here twice.
Is it?
Yep. Huh. It's also crossed off twice.
Well, good. At least I'm consistent.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of anime.
But no, Death Note.
I think Death Note's on the list.
I don't know. I only looked at the ones that are crossed off. Death Note is good. It's worth watching. It's not super long either. And we hear Willem Dafoe's voice at the very end, because he voices Ryuk.
The creepy guy.
The Shinigami, the death god, who kind of looks Willem Dafoe-y. Yeah, he's a death god. That's why he looks so creepy.
Sweet.
And he often floats, which I'm pretty sure is why. I'm pretty sure he's animated in this, though. He's like CGI'd, because he's often not touching the ground, and walking through walls, and that kind of
walking
stuff.
Walking through walls?
No, he's Willem Dafoe, not Christopher Walken.
They used his model for the Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Who, Christopher Walken?
No, Willem Dafoe? Death Note.
Oh, Ryuk.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
from the show. They used that exact model and animated it.
That makes sense, because he loves
PPAP.
Apples. Literally, Ryuk loves apples.
That's amazing.
Because I don't remember why. But it's a thing throughout the show. He just loves eating apples all the time. So Light gives him apples all the time. Anyway, moving on to our next trailer. Who I don't remember. Is this a Netflix thing too? Also, I sound tinny.
It is. It is out, yeah?
This is a trailer. I don't think it's out yet.
I think it is.
I don't. Be honest, I wasn't really paying attention because.
If it's not, then the old one is on Netflix.
Yeah, the old one's on Netflix.
But new.
Oh, I thought the old one. Because this is the. Anyway, Mystery Science Theater 3000, the re. I mean, it's not really redoing it. They're continuing it? Question mark? Because, I don't know. Anyway, the new Mystery Science Theater 3000 has a trailer. It's coming to Netflix April 14th.
So the new one. Doing now.
The new one is not out yet.
Because it's in the just added section.
That's weird. Yeah. I mean, but they do that kind of with the Marvel stuff, too. I don't know if it's in the just added, though, where they have the listing for it before it comes out. So you can add it to your list and have it there easy to find the day it comes out, maybe.
Oh, that's nice, maybe.
Because I've done that with Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. They were all on my list prior to them actually launching. Because they put the trailers on. Maybe that's it. Because they put the trailers on. And so you can add them to your list and be ready to watch them on the day they come out.
Yeah, I didn't open it. I just saw it on my way to something
else. Mr. Science 3000 is coming to Netflix April 14th. And this trailer's fine. I don't know. It's not great. Really.
It looks like Mystery Science Theater stuff.
It does. It's got Patton Oswalt in it, who I didn't know had anything to do with the show.
Yep.
I knew Felicia Day, and I knew
Jonah.
What's his last name?
Yeah. Ray?
I think it's Jonah Ray. Yeah. He's Hawaiian. I bet you didn't know that. Him and Kumail Nanjiani. Him and director Tan used to do a comedy show, like stand-up show together. I see it all the time. They have snippets of it on the Comedy Central Snapchat story all the time.
Is it Meltdown? At the Meltdown?
Maybe. Jonah and Kumail's Meltdown or something like that. Along those lines, yeah.
Yeah. Kumail's
great.
I know because podcast.
He was in... But before being director Tan, he was in what's that lawyer show that I love? Just too many. So I
too many.
It's something shows and that. Something. It's the main character's names. It's got short guy from '90s movies. Wasn't Seth Green? Other short guy from '90s movies and '90s Danny heartthrob. DeVito. No, that's '80s movies. Seth Green was even in one. It was a big thing. Fuck. This is. Bothering the hell out of me, and I can't remember anybody's name. I guess I could just Google
Pauly Shore.
I could. Was he short?
I don't know.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he was in one. It also had Malcolm McDowell in it as their boss, the lawyer show. Who I'm actually going to search Malcolm McDowell on IMDb because his name is much easier to spell than Kumail's. I can spell Malcolm. I can't spell Kumail. This is going to bug me. I need to know. Jesus Christ, Malcolm McDowell. How many pre-production fucking movies are you in? Holy shit.
He's in all the movies.
Like, oh my God. Oh.
So many movies.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. Franklin and Bash is the lawyer show.
Franklin and Bash.
It's a great show.
I've heard of it.
So the short guy is Brecken Meyer. He's a weird name. But I bet you if I turn my computer here and hopefully don't wreck anything. It's a more modern picture.
Oh, do you recognize him? Yeah.
Short guy who's not Seth Green from the 90s movies. It's an accurate description of her. And Marc-Paul Gaultier, who was like 90s heartthrob because he was in, you know, ladies shows.
I don't recognize him.
I'm waiting for it to load. Saved by the Bell and NYT Blue. He was in Saved by the Bell as like the popular heartthrob type guy. Anyway, Franklin Bash is great. Kumail's great, but the same. I don't think this trailer was that great. Personally, no. I didn't love this trailer.
I think it was better.
But it was also it was just a teaser trailer too. That there's nothing really. It's not really a real trailer because, admittedly, what can you really have a trailer for a show that makes fun of movies?
Yeah,
basically, it's not really reviewing movies. It's sort of forcing somebody to watch
bad
movies and talk about them.
Yeah,
it's like the podcast Film Sack name drop. Because that's exactly what they do.
Or Flophouse, name drop.
I don't know what that one is.
Same thing. Just, it's on the same network as My Brother, and Me.
Mm. Mabim Bam, as they say.
Mabim Bam Bam.
So you can watch
Zone, Judge John Hodgman.
MST3K. It's been so long since I've said that, I can't say it anymore. Trailer, if you want to. I think the Death Note trailer is more worth watching, personally.
Yeah, just watch the show when it comes out.
Yeah, just wait till April and watch MST3K. I'm even looking at it and I still can't say it. I want to say MTS, and I don't know why. Anyway, let's move on to the last thing here in our TV, which is Assassin's TV. So, sometime this week, maybe late last week, there was an AMA on Reddit, as there is, with the head of content from Ubisoft, or Ubisoft, however that's pronounced, Yamar Aziza? So I'm going to say Yamar Aziza.
Sure.
And they asked about the TV show, and he confirmed that they are working on it, and that they want to take their time and make sure they deliver something they can be proud of.
Or distance themselves from the movie.
But, so, that is our first real confirmation that they are working on a TV show.
That's cool.
But we still don't have who they're going to put it with. There's obviously a lot of talk, because there was a rumor last year, I want to say, that they were in negotiation with Netflix about one, which seems the most likely possibility, but Netflix or Hulu are one of those things, probably not going to get one on traditional overland TV.
Probably not.
Whatever that's called.
No one does overland TV.
You know, whatever that is, network TV.
Cable, I guess? No. Says, man, I don't know.
Yeah, network TV is what it is, but...
I guess.
Technically. Yeah, no, there's no real good way to say it. But yeah, it'll probably be Netflix or Hulu, I expect. So hopefully when we get more information about that, and hopefully it's good. I actually haven't seen the movie, so I can't judge it. It was not popular, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
Me either.
Iron Fist wasn't popular to critics. It's funny, apparently it's one of the biggest, maybe the biggest, on Rotten Tomatoes deficit between the critic review and the fan review,
mm-hmm.
or the consumer review, whatever it is. Is it for Marvel Iron Fist series? Because the critics, it was like 18%.
Ouch. The
critics hated it. But I've watched, I think, 4 episodes of Iron Fist. I like it. And the consumer, let's say, reviews are in, you know, like 70s or 80s.
Huh.
It's positive. But the critics was really low. And the regular viewers is really high. Which was weird to me.
I'm going to watch it at some point. Got to finish Luke Cage.
Put any stock in critics anyway.
No.
Unless it's specifically a specific person who I know, we like similar things.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I don't. But the general critics, quote unquote, I don't put any stock in them. Fuck them, I say. Fuck them.
What do they know?
Most of them, nothing. Because they're not. Most of them went to, like, journalism school and got hired, wanted to write news stories or some bullshit, and now they're put on the entertainment beat.
Mm-hmm.
Having no information about it, or no, education about entertainment.
Yeah, and they're still biased.
Well, everybody's biased.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of realizing.
You gotta follow the people who have the same bias as you.
Yeah. that's a good way to put it. Anyway, let's move on to another galaxy. Another universe.
Galaxy.
And two separate galaxies.
Oh.
Two separate universes and two separate galaxies. Well, we talk about video games. Starting up with Director Tan and the Krogans and Mass Effect Andromeda. It's out.
It is out.
It's good. It feels like Mass Effect.
Yeah.
To the point where until you mentioned it, I think it was yesterday, you mentioned to, maybe it was, you were talking to Justin about the combat. And you're not stuck to the ground anymore. I was like, oh, Andrew's right. I can, like, jump and then charge at this guy. Get better angles on them. I was still doing it because it feels so much like Mass Effect. I was still doing it like I did everything in Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Just wait under that cover until you get that good opening.
Nice and fluid and you can go everywhere and hop everywhere. Up and change
hop,
ledges.
Hover,
and
move,
drop down to ledges. And
they have definitely improved fluidity of combat. It is not just... wait undercover till that guy pops his head up.
And then
shoot. Or you can do that if you want to. I mean, if you're a sniper, you still do that because, well, that's how snipers work.
Yeah.
But if you're a sniper, you have a better chance of getting high ground now, too. You can jetpack or biotic or whoever you want to up there.
Now, unfortunately, the animations
have not changed.
Haven't progressed since 3,
no,
it seems.
They pretty much look the exact same. Maybe a little bit. Polished, a little bit shinier.
It looks better by virtue of being on the Frostbite engine.
Yeah.
And the scenery and stuff definitely improved. But
yes. But the thing that people were complaining about, faces and the walking animation, Yeah. Now that I've had my hands on it, it's because it hasn't changed.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Which is fine for me. It's fine by me.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with...
I played Mass Effect 1. I did my time.
Oh, God. It's better than that, that's for sure.
Mass Effect 1 was great, so... Yeah.
And let's see the characters. I think there's only one squad mate that I don't particularly... It's not even that I dislike him. I just don't particularly like him. I'm kind of neutral on Liam.
Yeah, same.
I could take him or leave him. Like, and I don't mostly hate him. I leave him on the ship.
I don't hate him as much as the other, like, token positive
bro
you got.
He's no James, though. I liked James.
I didn't like any of them.
You didn't like James? I loved James.
No.
James made me laugh more than Liam.
Yeah, Liam doesn't make... He's just...
Liam's not great a character.
He's all happy and positive, but the engine room guy, he's great.
Gil is fantastic.
Did you play poker with him?
Yeah, I used Sam, obviously, I admitted to it at the end. That's funny. It's great. Gil is great. He has a personality as opposed to the old engine guy had a personality the first time you spoke to him. Like, literally the very beginning of the game, you speak to him, he has a personality, and then he's basically non-existent for the rest of the game.
This game's good, though.
Who else? We have Suvi. Suvi's fantastic. Love Suvi. Mm-hmm. Core is great. Mm-hmm. Way better than the other token military types.
Yeah, Ashley.
The Ashley types, yeah. Ashley or Miranda in Mass Effect 2.
It's fair.
PB. Love PB. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have? Jarl? That's his name, right? Yeah, Jarl.
The new alien. Yeah, Jarl.
Like Jarl.
He's neat.
I take him with me mostly because it makes sense since I'm dealing with his race that I should have him with me.
Yeah, I like his insight.
Yeah. And then the new pilot's fine, although he doesn't have anything to say.
No,
he's boring. He is unlike Joker, where every time you finish a mission, Joker has something new to say. Callow has no one-line argument with Gil, and then it's it. There's nothing new.
And he's a Solarian?
He's a Solarian.
So he's not as good a Solarian as...
Morden, who was like the best.
Yeah,
Suvi's the new Morden, though. She's the science type. She's your ship scientist. That's Suvi. Oh, and there's Lexi Tapero, the doctor. She's fine.
She's cool.
She's a doctor.
Yeah, doctor.
And there's Vetra, and the Turian, who somehow left before she was like 15. She left Palavin before she was 15 because she never did the mandatory military service. I think it's 15 or younger. Turians are very young when they do their mandatory military service. And there's Drak the Krogan, who's a Krogan, so he's awesome.
Grandpa Krogan.
Grandpa Krogan. I liked Kesh, the one on the Nexus, his granddaughter. She was great.
Yeah, she was great.
And then you meet Drak, and he's also great.
He's greater.
Yeah. The guy, Kandros, he's fine. The one who runs the Apex program in the military for the Nexus. Dr. Tan's an asshole, but he's supposed to be an asshole, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And the woman, Addison, who runs the colony thing is a fucking bitch.
Yeah, they're all appropriate leader types.
Yes, appropriate for what their leadership is.
Yeah.
And how none of them were supposed to be leaders.
Yeah.
You know, but all of the characters are great. Or they're characters. All of the characters are characters. Whether you like them or hate them, they're all characters.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm doing Scott Ryder.
I'm also doing Scott Ryder. Did you leave his name as Scott?
Yeah, of course I did. I always left Shepard's name as John, too. Ever said John. They always called him Shepard.
But in this game, they call you Scott.
Yeah, they do. If you leave it. If you change it, even if you add an H to Sarah. So I know people who added an H to Sarah. They did Sarah Ryder and add an H, and they still just call her Ryder. They don't say Sarah. That's if you change your first name, they always say your last name. But if you leave your last name as it, or your first name as it is, they will use your first name.
That's what I figured, but it was neat that they did that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think he did a good job, the voice guy. But occasionally, whenever it's like, oh, that's so sad, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, oh, you delivered that line terribly. But 95% of his lines that I've heard so far are great.
Well, and he's pretty much an unknown. Him and her are pretty unknown.
I have heard good things about her as well from the people.
Yeah, I've heard lots of good things about
people
her.
People who play Sarah. Obviously, you got Clancy Brown as Alec.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. He's always great.
He is.
Sam
in Rebels.
Sam's fun. Yeah, he's He looks exactly the same.
He's got a hat on.
I can't remember his name. He's got a stupid ass fucking hat on in Rebels. I can't remember that character's name. Governor something. He was a governor.
Yep.
Of Lothal. I love Clancy Brown. I'll listen to him in anything. Or watch him. Let's go watch Highlander again.
I've never seen Highlander.
He's the Kurgan. He's the villain in the first one.
That's cool.
He was also, I want to say Clancy Brown was also in Gargoyles, but I can't remember who he was. He's probably one of the Gargoyles, I would expect, but I could just be crazy.
Maybe he's the dog.
No, he's not the dog. Megatron is the dog. Frank Welker is Brooklyn, the dog.
Oh.
The guy who voices Megatron? Yeah, he's Brooklyn. He's the dog in Gargoyles. I did, because voice acting is my thing, and I think it's really funny that Megatron is the dog. So yes, characters are characters. Love them or hate them, they all have personality.
The story's neat.
Story's good.
There's a bunch of parallels between Stargate Atlantis and Andromeda.
Yep, I would say that. Certainly the beginnings are similar.
A lot of it is similar.
Yeah.
And that tickles me.
I didn't realize that, but you're very much right. I just don't want to go into too much because the game just came out. I don't want to go into too much of what happens story-wise. Yeah. But story's good. I'm enjoying it so far. Enemies are interesting.
Enemies are interesting in that they are mysterious.
Yeah. And I mean, depending on, there's multiple factions and critters too. And each one has multiple ways. You want to deal with this particular type of enemy different than you want to deal with that particular type of enemy.
The combat's really good, and the crafting is pretty good.
Yeah, crafting's fine. I haven't really crafted anything except for upgrades for my car and that one gun.
It's neat how you do the modifications. You can modify the gun when you craft it
to give it more mod slots or just be better at certain things.
Yeah, or just completely different. I turned an assault rifle into a
grenade launcher.
Grenade launcher that you can fire single shots or charge it up and then it fires a cluster of shots.
Sorry, cluster of grenades just made me think of the architect. It's terrifying. I'm warning you about that, Andrew. It's terrifying.
But it's a neat game and there's a lot of content.
There is a lot of content. I did see somebody was complaining, just some random person writing articles on the internet about the diminishing returns of open world. And I'm playing the game now going, it's not even really that an open world as much. I don't think they're that much bigger areas than some of the previous Mass Effect worlds have been. There's just a lot to do.
There's a lot, yeah.
There's a lot to do, if you choose to. You don't have to do any of it. Well, you have to do very little of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do.
There's a lot you can do, for sure.
I like it. I think it's good. And maybe we'll talk about the story sometime. Maybe we'll do a review of 2 in a couple of weeks or something to the story.
Yeah, maybe.
When we finish it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about the story at all now because, you know, it literally just came out. And that'd be... Games are longer than TV shows and movies, if you ask me, for spoilers.
Agreed.
Because they cost more.
Especially open world longer, things.
And they take longer, yeah. I spent all this time on that one planet because I wanted to finish all of those quests on it.
Yeah.
And only now am I progressing forward.
And I stopped Horizon, and that was a mistake. I'm probably close to the end.
But now you're just not going back because you got Mass Effect.
Yeah, now I'm not going back because I'm Mass Effect. I should have just stuck with it and finished it.
I think that's what... I think that's mostly what my friend Jocelyn did. I think she played a little bit of Mass Effect because they talked about it and they played some multiplayer, but then she went and finished her fucking 60 to 70 hours of Horizon.
Yeah, I'm probably 50 hours into it easy.
No, it's a very pretty game, so you got to stop and look at the prettiness.
And again, there's a lot to do.
I did.
It is a huge map.
When you got top of that first giraffe, I definitely stood up there for a couple of minutes just looking around and looking at all the different ways as he was walking around that little circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. All right, so Mass Effect Andromeda is fantastic. Feels like Mass Effect, so if you like Mass Effect, you'll probably like it.
Yes. Fact.
Also, the multiplayer is fun. It's just like Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, which I truly enjoyed. And Andrew, if you've only played the tutorial, you haven't really played it.
I get that.
I mean, you did all the basic, some waves are going to have to be stand here, some waves are going to have to destroy that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you haven't really done it.
No, I get that.
But
But I have played a lot of the game, so I'm assuming it's just playing with competent squad mates.
Yeah, even then, you don't necessarily have to. At least in Mass Effect 3, I remember there were times where I was like me and two other people and they kept dying, but luckily it was on bronze and I was at decently high level, so I could just shoot all the things, get them up, shoot all the things, get them up. That wasn't the funnest games, most fun. It wasn't the greatest games, but hey, they were playable. Anyway, let's go on to our next thing here in games. In a different universe, in a different galaxy, in the sector called Koprulu.
Oh, yeah?
StarCraft Remastered.
Looks cool.
I mean, it looked like StarCraft, but...
StarCraft, but 4K.
Prettier StarCraft. Not using the new designs or anything. Using all the old designs, just up-resing, which is the wrong term, but I don't care. The old graphics.
I do kind of wish that they just used the... straight up StarCraft 2 stuff.
Well, yeah, but I bet you there'd be more people who would bitch about that than if they left it.
Here's what they want. It's what I want.
But anyway, so yes, coming this summer. I don't know if we got an exact date.
No, it was just summer.
But it's StarCraft. Both StarCraft and Brood War campaign, LAN and modem play, so you can get back on that, which is nice. That takes you back to high school, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
StarCraft on LAN in the library.
Yep.
StarCraft on memory sticks. We would pause the process that let them spy on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then play StarCraft. It was great. It was great.
Classic.
Fun. I always lost because I was really bad at that game, but I loved playing it.
I was never good at it either. I didn't really like it, so it's nice that it's coming out, so I can play the single player.
I loved the story. Yeah, I didn't play... Why I always lost, because I enjoyed playing it, but I mostly loved the story.
I like the concept.
I love the story, and I mean, I'm not a big fan of RTSs in general,
mm-hmm.
but I prefer turn-based, but I'll play an RTS. Like, I've played Command & Conquer, a couple of different versions of Command & Conquer. But they're never my favorite thing, and I rarely ever finish them. Command & Conquer, I don't think I've ever actually finished the game, because at a certain point I was like, my not enjoying of how difficult the RTS is for me right now is not outweighed by the interest I have in the story, as opposed to StarCraft, where if I ever got into a thing that I couldn't beat 10 times, I could just cheat.
Yes.
You lose enough times, you just start cheating. That's what I say.
And with single player... Who's gonna stop you?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? Hell, I think I cheated my way through most of StarCraft 2 because I just wanted to experience the story and didn't give a shit about any of the achievements or anything.
Hmm.
It's like, I just kind of want to see the story. Anyway, so StarCraft, that's good. Good news. Especially for Koreans. I assume original StarCraft is still huge there, even with StarCraft 2.
Yeah, only like last year... They shut down their major tournament.
For StarCraft 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right. The Korean market was pretty damn crazy for StarCraft. That's a fact.
But now they have Overwatch.
But now they have Overwatch, which is like... I'm surprised. I'll be surprised if soon they don't have, game cafes that are specifically just for Overwatch. I know it's like 90% of what the game cafes do now over in Korea, but pretty soon I assume it'll just be Overwatch cafes.
Yeah, you might as well.
Might as well. They'll make their money, that's for sure.
I finally played Overwatch with Centaur Lady.
Oh, Orisa.
Yeah.
It's a new one. Right, she came out officially.
She's cool.
It's a glowing review.
She's cool. Really. I didn't play her that much. I went back to Torbjorn pretty quickly.
Suppose it is impressive that you ever left Torbjorn.
I wanted to try
to go by somebody who isn't Bastion. Because that's about it for Andrew's Overwatch.
Or Mercy.
Torbjorn or Bastion. When have you ever played Mercy?
I play Mercy all the time.
I've never seen you play Mercy.
When I'm doing particularly poorly and don't feel like shooting or trying, I just play Mercy.
But I don't play Overwatch very much, so... I suppose me having never seen you play Mercy doesn't really mean much. Anyway, let's move on to comics and books. Starting with books that could have massive effects. That's right. I made that stupid joke. So Dark Horse, what a shock, has announced they're going to have new Mass Effect Andromeda books.
Yeah.
Isn't it shocking that it's Dark Horse who does all of this?
It is shocking.
So starting, obviously, with the art of Mass Effect Andromeda. Which should be nice, actually. All those planets are really well designed. I would love to see the art of the planets and stuff. And I guess of the characters, there's Vetra and there's some PV art. Oh god. Sorry, looking at that PB art page. I'm glad that they changed that design to what she is in the end. Look at those early designs, they're terrible. What the hell is that?
Yeah, they went kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, they went really crazy. Man, that's some weird art in the beginning. Look, and there's Vold. The ice world.
God, Vold. I can't wait till I'm done there.
Better or worse than the jungle planet, though, Andrew?
Yeah, well, I can drive around, but that's better and worse. There's just so
oh yeah,
much.
We didn't even talk about the Nomad.
Oh yeah,
The Mako with weight.
Yeah, it's good
because the Mako has no weight.
It drives nice. It's got the 4-wheel drive.
Six-wheel drive.
Oh yeah,
because it always has 4-wheel drive.
Yeah,
but then it becomes an
all-wheel drive.
ATTE. Was that the 6-wheel tank? A 6-legged tank?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know why, but as soon as he said 6-wheel drive, I was just like, oh, I just thought of the ATTEs, and specifically in Rebels when it's only got 4 legs. How does it stand up? I'm going for the legs. All 4 of them.
Yeah. That was a good episode.
It's a great 2 episodes.
Yeah, the Nomad.
Yeah, Nomad's fun.
Nomad's fun.
I got one. I bought the ultra rare plant job for it. It was like platinum. It looks garbage. I just took it off after the one planet I did it on.
I didn't buy any paint. Garbage.
I mean, it's like 200 credits for any of the paint jobs, so.
I got a paint job with my pre-order, but I don't know where to find it.
Oh, I think, does that come in the Deep Space download thing?
Yeah.
I think you have to download that separately. I discovered today in multiplayer.
Well, I downloaded it, but
then
I don't know
where you would find it, because I only downloaded it today.
I did too, but.
I didn't realize you had to download it separately.
I don't know,
man. Maybe it's in, I don't know.
There's
armor
and stuff in the pack, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. I haven't looked emails.
I actually put some new armor on in Mass Effect today, which is like the first time I've ever done it. I've never bothered with my armor. I changed the color of my armor, but I know even in previous Mass Effects you could change your armor and what they did and stuff.
Yeah.
I never did it. I just like, fuck it, I'm just sticking with the original armor.
It gives you a lot of drops.
Yeah, I know. My resources, no. I hit my 50 item level cap pretty quickly on Vold and just started deconstructing armor and sniper rifles and pistols. Because that's how I play Mass Effect. I choose, I find guns that I like and I'm like, nope, this is it. This is the gun I'm using the whole game.
Yeah, same.
Like my N7
it's
shotgun.
It's always the human weapons.
I got my N7 shotgun. You know, I had over like 1500 Helios research points. So I just started researching.
Yeah.
Everything. So, like, that I don't was the thing spend with
the other research points. I got all these research points. I'm like, I don't want any of these
guns.
I don't
want
armor,
any of them, but so... I just want to spend the resource points because I have them.
I guess I'll just buy all these mods.
Yeah, which I also never use. Yeah, no, that's pretty much how it was. Anyway, back to the art book because the art book is actually really cool. It's the limited edition, which I don't think we have prices on this yet. But I kind of want this limited edition. Because it looks like a datapad.
Yeah.
It's got a datapad slipcase. And that looks super cool. So, obviously, it's 184-page art book with a special cover. And then the limited edition has the datapad slipcase, which is cool. And a portfolio including 3 blueprints of the Tempest, which is the new Normandy.
Which I like a lot.
I like it, too.
I like it a lot.
I mean, it looks a lot like the Normandy.
But
from
sleek.
The outside. But sleek. They basically took the Normandy's engine. I mean, it has the stealth drive thing, and it unlords. And everything in the codex you read about is like, there's no way. They're not sure how they got it since it was secret.
Yeah.
But apparently they obtained it legally. Who knows?
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Did you see the SpaceX model?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. That's great.
Yeah.
The SpaceX model, and then it adds a codex thing that early human space late.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
That was cool.
And it also, the limited edition, comes with a redemption code. Redemption! Sorry. for a digital copy of the regular edition of the art book. So, you know, if you want to keep your limited edition extra sleek and not ever crack that spine,
that seems silly. You
can get a digital edition. Yeah, I don't know. But hey, you can get a digital edition too. So you can take it with you with your tablets, I guess.
Or give it to a friend.
Or give it to a friend. Yeah, sure. It could be nice like that. So this, the Art of Mass Effect Andromeda will go on sale March 21st, 2017. Wait, isn't it already past March 21st? It is past March 21st. So it's already on sale.
In stores now.
Because this article, this article that I'm reading off came out March 21st.
Run, don't walk.
Weird.
To your nearest bookstore.
We also came out on the 21st is Mass Effect Adult Coloring Book. So, you know, that's a thing that people like. 45 pages of Mass Effect goodness to color.
Adult coloring books are hard.
I wouldn't know. I don't do that stuff.
I've got a Star Wars one, and it's cool, but it's just like, there's this one card page I started coloring, and it's just a bunch of Yoda heads. And it just doesn't end. There's just Yoda head after Yoda head. And it's supposed to be, like, relaxing and stuff, but it's just infuriating because there's so many Yoda heads.
I don't know why that makes... That's so funny, but it really is. So many Yoda heads. Go to sleep just dreaming of Yoda heads. And also, there will be... Mass Effect Discovery comic book? Mass Effect : Discovery. Written by creative director Mark Walters and lead writer John Dombrow and Jeremy Barlow. And drawn by Gabriel Guzman. This is... Looks like from a little bit we see. I mean, I don't know if it's pre-Andromeda or what, but it is.
I don't know.
Because you don't see a lot of it yet. Unit. It's. I think it might be pre-Andromeda, but it is Tyrion Kandros, who is the military / security leader on Nexus and Andromeda. It does seem to focus on Kandros, who's a Turian. But it kind of... Yeah, disappearance of civilian contacts. This must be... At least this page must be pre-Andromeda. This page we're seeing has to be, just from the little bit we see of the text. Has to be.
No. There's not enough information.
It's really not, but I would be surprised if that page was post-Andromeda. And that goes on, so the first issue of a 4 issues will be on sale May 24th, 2017, if you're looking for your Mass Effect comic books. And in a related story, because BioWare, and also Dark Horse, Dragon Age Knight Errant. This is the next thing of Dragon Age. Next comic series, short series, I guess. Five issues? 5 pages. God. And that will go on sale May 10th, 2017, if you're interested in some Dragon Age comics.
The page that it's got here has got your favorite chest-haired dwarf.
Sure, that guy with the necklace?
Yeah. Varric?
Sure, I don't know. I've never played Dragon Age.
Well... Okay.
As if we recall, I think I played Dragon Age Origins to, like, the first city after the tutorial mission thing.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
And then I just couldn't stand Dragon Age Origins, because this was, like, last year. And that play, that combat style, much like going back to KOTOR.
Yeah, KOTOR
does not age. And Dragon Age is better than KOTOR. In combat style, but it still hasn't aged well. Origins is super fun.
KOTOR translates pretty well to a touch tablet.
To a mobile
game.
Probably, but playing it again on Steam kind of was terrible. So yeah. When I played KOTOR 2 for the first time, when it released on Steam, that one's mine and it's empty. When I played KOTOR 2 for the first time on Steam, It was garbage. I just cheated because I couldn't stand actually playing it. So I was like, you know what? I'm invincible and I'm going to kill everything in two hits because I just want to get through the goddamn story.
Because the story's cool.
Because I don't want to play this game.
Character interaction's cool.
Anyway.
HK calling everyone meatbag. Meatbag. It's cool.
Anyway, let's move on to Dark Days for DC. Because DC Comics has announced their summer event, which is called Dark Days. Imagine that. I went really far with that title of my...
You did. That was a stretch.
It was a big stretch. So it's called Dark Days. It'll be written by Scott Snyder and James Tynion IV. I don't know who James Tynion IV is. With art by Andy Kubert, Jim Lee, and John Romita Jr. Jim Lee and John Romita Jr. I do know, and they're great.
Cover's interesting.
Cover's very interesting. So basically, these new stories will reveal the dark underbelly of the DC universe. There'll be a couple of titles, I guess. So there's Dark Days, The Forge, and Dark Days, The Casting, which are going to hit the shelves on June 14th for The Forge and July 12th for The Casting, first issues of them. If you're interested in that. So, they don't actually go into a lot of what it's going to be.
But I want to know, because the cover art looks interesting, and I want to know what's happening.
Scott Snyder says art like this demands an epic story.
Okay.
yeah. Dark Days posits a mystery that traces all the way back to when I, which would be Scott Snyder, started on Batman.
Batman.
Hinted them over the years of Easter eggs and clues, the mystery that there'll be in the blah, 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 blah. So basically, this is something he's been hinting at for years, is what he says.
Sure.
Size and scope is unprecedented, blah, blah, blah.
Marketing.
Yeah. They're all pushing the project and one another and every concept to the extreme. So, apparently it's going to be Batman to the extreme, but also future-y? ? By this cover.
He's got a torch.
Yeah, but those are like robots.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. But it looks pretty cool.
Check out the picture, it's cool.
That's Jim Lee for you. yeah, so that could be interesting. You know, Batman-y centric. Because, you know, DC.
Batman's cool.
Pretty much Batman-centric. Now, last we have Minotaur Murder.
Minotaur Murder.
Because coming from Image Comics, we have, I guess, a slightly different take on a Greek myth here.
Hmm.
Because it's called Kill the Minotaur. It is by Chris Pesetto and Christian Cantamessa, and with art by Lucas Kettner. So, I'm going to read you the blurb, because it actually sounds kind of an interesting take on it, if you ask me.
I agree.
Athens lost the war to Crete. Now they must pay tribute to King Minos by sacrificing their best citizens to his unearthly labyrinth and the terror within. Conspirators believe Theseus can be the hero they so desperately need. I think that needs better punctuation. Anyway, let me start that sentence again. Conspirators believe Theseus can be the hero they so desperately need to end the Mad King's bloody reign. But no one in this world has ever encountered anything like the savage Minotaur.
Minotaur.
I think they need better punctuation. I don't think that paragraph is punctuated properly, but I don't know how to fix it.
I don't like their use of ellipses. I think you could just use period.
And drop button, just say no one has ever seen.
Yeah.
Could be. Editing. Welcome to the editing podcast. We're here to edit all the advertisement blurbs that go out, even though blurb is not the right technical term.
Blurb.
So this sounds cool, and I love Greek myths. And everybody knows Theseus and the Minotaur and the Labyrinth and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. It is epitome of a classic.
Yeah, it is. So this will be cool. And it doesn't... I assume it is a mini series. It is a mini series, not ongoing, but who knows?
A mini Minotaur series?
But it doesn't say how many issues. It just says that Kill the Minotaur number one will arrive in stores on June 14th. Same day as Dark Days, The Forge.
Mm.
Issue one. Take that, Dark Days. You're going to lose to Kill the Minotaur, obviously.
Obvi.
Image coming for that DC money. Yeah. I love Minotaur and Greek. Anything that's a Greek myth. Or really an ancient myth. Because the Thor stuff is good, too. Yeah. From Marvel, all the Thor or Ares, which is Greek, but
mythology,
all the classic, all the mythology based stuff I really like. And when they do the comic take on it,
mm-hmm.
And this seems more like it's going to be more of a traditional take, but slightly comicized, as opposed to, you know, Thor or Ares from Marvel, which are very comicized.
Very.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. Mark your day planner.
Yep. Mark it twice.
Yeah, for DC and Image. All right, that's all we have for this week. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-75.
I'm at D-U-P-3.
And you can find the show at Gweekly News, G-W-E-E-K-L-Y-N-E-W-S. our website is gweeklynews.com, where you can find the show notes with those lovely links to the trailers we mentioned earlier. And you can find other things on our website, which we periodically mention sometimes. And sometimes forget we wrote things, Andrew. And by we, I mean Andrew forgets he writes things.
Yep.
Like, was it an X-Wing review you wrote
last week? Yeah, X-Wing review.
It was funny.
It was funny.
That you were like, oh, when did I write this?
Huh. Oh, look at that. Good job, me.
And you can leave comments at the bottom of every post if you want to get in touch with us that way. Or you can send us email. Email is feedback@greeklynews.com. I almost said email at feedback at. Just, let's confuse everybody.
Yeah.
Feedback@greeklynews.com is our email address. We would love some email. We'll, you know, do all the things and respond and talk and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could find us on Facebook, facebook.com/greeklynews. Or our Discord server, which there's a link on the website, on the Facebook, and on the Twitter. If you want to join and talk to us and play games, we can play Mass Effect Andromeda multiplayer.
Yeah.
Or Rocket League, or Heroes, or anything.
The For Honor.
For Honor.
For Honor.
For Honor. Oh, man. Did you hear somebody, they were planning on, like, some sort of, not boycott, but something like a boycott protest thing, like online,
mm-hmm.
because a couple weeks ago somebody released an article that saying they figured, they did the math that if you, to buy everything in For Honor, it would cost $700.
That's silly.
I was like, well, yeah, that's why everything in that game can be bought for in-game currency.
Yeah.
So yes, you're right. If you just decided to buy everything worth of money, it probably does cost $700. Luckily, you don't have to spend $700. You can get anything in that game with currency.
But if you're a part of the samurai or Viking faction, feel free to boycott the game. The knights need to push back.
Also, that's also with Mass Effect multiplayer, because there you can buy the packs to give you items,
boxes,
and the boxes. And the items, and that is all. I mean, you can buy Andromeda or whatever for real money, or you can just play the game and get currency, much like in Mass Effect 3. Get currency and buy the packs with the multiplayer currency. It's great.
I want that whole thing to die.
As long as they provide me with a way that I don't have to spend real money, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And also because it will never die, because it makes them tons of money.
I just hate blind boxes. I'm so
done blind with boxes. Oh, yes. Okay, sure. My blind boxes served me well, though. They gave me the Krogan. The Krogan Charger.
I want a Krogan. I got so many humans.
Well, yeah, you all start with the fucking eight humans.
Yeah.
Human female, human male.
But then I unlocked
soldier,
more human.
Soldier, tech, sniper, vanguard, biotic. Yeah. Anyway, also we have iTunes. We're on iTunes, and we would love a rating and review.
Yes, please.
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 Alright, so for real, unless we find something else to ramble about, which we will, so I'll just cut us off right here. That's all we have for this week. Thank you for putting up with our shit one more week, and see you next time.
I've been Andrew.
It's not happening. No matter how many times you try and bring it back, it's not happening.